Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report, presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Zagreem, and this show is brought to you by the King Fisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BG-NQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hey KZN, we are back, and if this is your first time tuning in, a big answer welcome to you. This is South Africa's first fishing podcast series where we are bringing you the latest fishing reports, whether it is good or bad or even ugly. But fortunately in KZN this week, it has been more good. In fact, it's been all good. Before we get into it, two huge shout outs to, and this is in no specific order. Firstly, all those that has commented and followed us from last week, all your compliments that have come through. Thank you so much. Your feedback just reiterates what we are trying to do at Angler New South Africa, and that is getting you onto the right fishing spot. So yeah, keep those comments coming through, guys. Let us know how we're doing. And the other shout out goes to everyone that has fished the Nationals. Guys, KZN is proud of you. You've done it with your hearts on your sleeves, and we can't wait to see what else you guys bring in for the rest of the season. Now let's get into the fishing reports. It's been good all around. In fact, it's been quite good. Some areas not as fabulous, but there's still fish to be caught. And let's start that off down at the south coast, kicking it off with areas from Port Edward, Margate, Yevongo, Shelly Beach, Port Shepstone. Guys, this is one contrast of a report from last week, and I mean that literally. The water last week was absolutely clear. I couldn't get the guys to stop talking about the fish they were catching, and this week it's actually brown. But that doesn't mean that there is no fish, because if you are fishing the rocky areas, the kingfish is still on the bite, and especially on lures. Rocky areas has also produced a lot of bream species, and guys, remember, fishing in rough water, keep your traces shorter. And if you are dropping a drone bait out, because you're getting over the brown water, you can get your bait into that feeding spot. Bottom fishing as well, not too bad. Some good report, anglers reporting some good snook off the backline. Moving away from the lower south coast and heading towards areas like Sizela, Mtulumi, and Ifafa. Same as last week, guys. Some decent shad coming out, but that's pretty much all I've heard from there. However, Scottborough has produced some good kuta over this past week. For KZN kayak anglers, has been having an absolute blast. The shoal kuta, which we're going to talk about a little more as we move along the coastline, has been in the area since Monday morning, actually. Now moving into the Winkelspruit and Warner Beach area, Gary from the King Fisher has given us a good report. In fact, it sounds a lot more upbeat than last week. Looks like the fishing has really picked up. This is what he had to say.
Afternoon, chap. It's Gary here at King Fisher Warner Beach. Yeah, there'd been some nice pompano around, you know, for the rocky outcrop. Nice pompano. My chaps are sitting with black muscle, but you go, a bit of crayfish and cracker mix or sea lice on that cracker mix, you'll jam him. Some snook starting to put in an appearance on the stretch of coast as well, which is nice to see. Otherwise, there's lots of, well, when I say lots, there's quite a few, there's a few a decent grunter, there's sort of 2 kilo grunter around. But otherwise, there's mainly sort of smallish shad, maybe just size and smaller grunter. So, yeah, there are fish around, some decent fish, and time to put a bit of spoon for these snook, I think. Yeah, that's it. Otherwise, the sea has been very good these last 2 days. It's been nice, had a nice colour, been warm. I'd like a couple of kuta up on the ledges as well, Trini ledges, and Scottborough area has been quite consistent. Right, that's a report for this week. Tight lines for all you fellas, and keep the flag flying.
Thank you for that report, Gary. So guys, if you're in the Durban area and you want to travel not too far out, looks like Warner Beach is producing a variety of species, so definitely worth putting a bait out there this weekend. Now continuing with the good fishing around Durban, well, in and around Durban, because it is on the up and up. A report from Mike V, who is based at the Durban branch, and he's always got his ears on the ground. This is what he had to say about what's happening in Durban and surrounding Durban. Mike, what do you have for us?
How's it?
But between North Pier and Blue Lagoon, there's a lot of snook in the back, eating spoons, fillet baits, all that sort of thing. Even up to, I'd say, as far as Lighthouse. On the south coast, there's been a couple of grey sharks, some nice edibles, apparently a few pommies at the Inyoni area. On the north coast, also a couple of edibles, some grunter on the North Durban, North Beaches, a couple of grey sharks as well, but that's about it, eh? The ski boat guys, I mean, the odd cooter, odd yellowfin, from what I hear. Yeah, that's all.
For that, Mike. And guys, we've also got some further reports of Durban, where if you're fishing offshore, there's been some tuna and cooter, the odd dorado as well, and trolling skirts has been the flavor of the week for these pelagic species. If you're deciding to target these cooter, obviously your mackerel would be your first weapon of choice, but don't waste too much time looking for these because there hasn't been many reports of them being around. Instead, spend that time being more decisive on your color of lure. The bottom fishing of Durban hasn't been all that good as well. Not too many reports coming through on the bottom fish. Or perhaps it could be just that there's so much of the pelagic fish around, especially that shoal tuna and snook, that maybe no one's really even fishing for them. So all in all, offshore fishing off Durban, pretty good. Now, what about the rock and surf end? Well, no need to travel too far because Blue Lagoon has been the hotspot for this week. Some very good reports of some decent-sized blackfin sharks, as well as some proper flatfish. Mackerel and shad has been the most popular baits for these inedible species, if that's what you're after, but make sure these baits are as aerodynamic as possible. On the edible side, also a good number of grunter, stumpies, shad, and pompano. Your standard tracers would work for these guys, and when it comes to baits, well, make sure you keep a good selection in your arsenal. Having your sardines, prawns, and chukka will allow you to target the various species that are available. All in all, Durban looking very good. Guys, I just want to reiterate again, let's keep our beaches tidy. If you fish in an area, just pick up after you. That's all it takes. Pick up after you, pick up the bait boxes, and let's fish for the future. Let's keep our beaches tidy and make sure our future generations has something beautiful to go back to. And now, moving away from Durban, off to Balito, where I have chatted with Jesse, and he's produced a very good report as well. Let's hear what Jesse from the Kingfisher branch in Balito has to say.
Hi, Vinesh. Fishing on the north coast this week has been interesting. We've had mixed reports, and more importantly, the offshore fishing has really turned on nicely. We've had a lot of reports of shoal cooter and one or two big ones in the mix. Tuna have been off the hook. Apart from the sharks, offshore fishing has been quite a pleasure recently. And then as far as bottom fishing goes, guys are catching one or two, but not a heck of a lot that side. Rock and surf up the north coast, there have been a good couple of sharks coming through. Flatfish, one or two as well. Not a heck of a lot as far as edibles up north. Still one or two cob around the Siola section. And then moving down towards central Balito and south, you've been getting a couple of mixed bag edibles like your stone bream. Still one or two shad around, surprisingly. And then a little bit further south, the guys have been getting some pompano as well, which is quite nice. Nothing too big. Everything has been about 1.5 to 3 kgs, but still nice to have something on the end of the line.
Thank you for that, Jesse. I'm glad to hear such a variety of species coming out. Last week you were a bit disappointed because not too many rods bending, but this week certainly turned on. Moving slightly further up into the Stanger and Zinkwazi area, I've got a few reports of the odd cob, still pretty small in size, so guys, please respect the bag limits. I mean, these fish, minimum size is 60 centimeters, and you allow just one a day. These rules are there for a reason. I mean, we need our fish for the future. We need to protect these species. So let's respect it. Now, moving on. If you're fishing in that area and you're targeting some inedible species, there has been some reports of dugbill being caught, especially in the Zinkwazi area. But let's move on up to Imtenzini, where I've chatted with Nick again. And Nick has been following the ladies nationals that's been fished in Imtenzini. And, you know, he's got a really honest report as to how hard the ladies fished. Here's Nick. Listen to what he has to say about it.
Oh, Vinesh, we fished the Lady Nationals up here last week, which you probably followed. Fishing was really bad. They We should be in our flatfish season. They only managed 4, 1 diamond, 2 browns and honey. I think offhand, the Zulian ladies won with 89 points. Equate that back to 89 kilos of fish caught, of which they got a diamond and one of the browns. There's a lot of scratching going on. Over the weekend, things picked up a bit. Bryce caught diamonds on the banks. They caught at the main beach and at Doggies. But the thing is, you always hear before you go on holiday how many fish they caught the week before you got there and how many they caught after you left. And this was genuinely what happened to the poor lady that fish nestled here. I'm so disappointed, huh? But I know the guards that worked with them. They're good hugs, they're good anglers. They know the waters well and they work damn hard on getting the gold onto the fish. And the lady fish are hard, huh? They waited, they did everything they could possibly do to catch fish. And there was no laziness on their behalf. It just didn't happen. You know, sometimes you get a duff comp, they had a duff comp. However, I think with the effort that was put in by the management, the coaches, the guards, and the ladies themselves, we hope that they come back again. Because overall, I believe, just chatting around, that they did have a good experience and they did pick up some skills.
Thank you for that report, Nick. Very, very insightful as to how it all happened at the event. In fact, this is the second time this week I'm hearing about how sometimes competition weekends can be the hardest to fish. In fact, I've just done my offshore fishing report and I've heard East London, same thing. Competition was on, fishing was very, very challenging, and Monday the fish comes on again. I guess sometimes it is what it is. But huge shout out to our national ladies, our KZN ladies. We've been following it. I've been following it on the social media feeds, and we know how hard you guys have fished. So we take our hats off to you, and irrespective of the end result, we couldn't have asked for a better group of girls to represent us. Well done, ladies. And now moving on up to Richards Bay, where fishing is still pretty decent. Quite a few yellowfin has been reported, the odd Natal snook, and of course, the shoal cooter. We've also got some reports of 2 marlin coming out of Richards Bay. So decent fishing out there. Nice range of species, especially on the game fish side. And now we round off at St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. I've chatted with Dennis up in the area, and still a very good report carrying on from last week. Okay, so Mission Rocks, you're getting the odd stumpy, lots of large shad, which is quite good, lots of cooter in St. Lucia, and these are caught using a live bait downrigged with those elastics. There's also been some reports of a few prodigal sons and queenfish. So guys, that is our coastal report for you. Now, what about the freshwater? Well, bass is still keeping anglers on their toes. Carp is still on with the warm waters, but I'm going to leave it to Jan, because Jan from the Kingfisher branch in Pietermaritzburg has sent through a fantastic report. Now, when I said earlier at the start of the show, we put you in the right fishing spot, no one says it better than Jan. And he is going to give you probably some of the best advice you could get for fishing this weekend. And he's also going to give you a bit of aware tips, but I'm going to leave it to Jan to break down the entire freshwater fishing report and where you should not be fishing.
Hi there, anglers. This is Jan Korbal here from the Kingfish in Pietermaritzburg. I heard somebody say today, oh, there's a bit of an autumn nip in the air and winter is coming. But yeah, we've all heard that before. I reported as such a couple of weeks back when suddenly we had early morning temperatures in the Midlands around 12 degrees or so. And I thought winter was coming in full strength. But yeah, somebody turned the microwave back on and we had a bit of a heat wave and some dull rain. The Dargle Valley, for instance, about a week ago reported somewhere between 70 and 100 mils in the space of less than an hour, so that put pay to pretty much anything that was happening around there. A muddy mess, I can tell you, that the Midlands was. So yeah, not much has changed since the report from last week. In the Midlands, still pretty much high water and very warm water for most of the still waters, and rivers are still pretty high. Last weekend, however, did see the South African Bass Angling Association KZN regionals taking place on the Albert Falls Dam. Reports did come back and say very tough fishing. I'd say half the field of anglers only getting about 1 or 2 fish for the comp, and less than half getting their five fish for the bag. Other anglers are saying if you want a fun day, to go out catching fish, don't go there. Rather go to Midmar Dam that is reportedly fishing a bit better. That being said, this coming weekend sees the Major League Fishing Cast for Cash event being held on Albert Falls Dam, so best of luck to those anglers. As reported last week, the Natal Fly Fishers Club NFFC Trout Waters, the still waters that is, are closed still for the summer period, and we'll stay closed still for a little while we wait for waters to cool. The rivers are still up, as I said, high flows. Of interest to the trout anglers, however, is that the club turned 50 years yesterday, 22nd of February, and yeah, we've only seen five chairmen in the space of the 50 years. Some guys putting in the hard yards. So yeah, an amazing club, and probably the preeminent trout fishing club in the country. There has been some scalies reported, even though the lower reaches of the waters are pretty much chocolate. A couple of anglers got out fishing in the darker waters with jig fly patterns, and got some pretty impressive Natal scalies in the region of 2 kilos and up. Sterkfontein Dam, normally February is normally the peak season, and while I reported some blistering fishing taking place in the earlier part of the month, it seems to have slowed down a little bit. Feb is normally also spawning time, so you should see plenty of aggregations of fish. Apparently there are lots of small fish around, male fish primarily, all waiting for the big females to come in, but they're not really eating, and a bit more success rather than the dry fly has been a dry dropper, so taking flashback nymphs dropped below a dry. Just a note, the Department of Water Affairs are clamping down on any anglers that are fishing off any of the dam walls at Sterkfontein. You will be arrested, so stay away, as these are designated national key points. This also includes a ban on fishing the low wall that separates Driekloof from the main Sturkies Dam. So yeah, take a note of that. Planning and coming fishing in the Midlands, yeah, do stop by the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg.
Wow, Jan, thank you for that. A very insightful and very informative fishing report. And with that being said, that brings us to the end of this week's show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you found it very informative. And more so, I hope it gets you onto the right fishing spot for this weekend. I mean, because that's what we're about over here at Angler New South Africa, making you have a little more informed decision as to where you're going and what you're going to be doing. So guys, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget, comment, subscribe, follow, share the news, share the fishing news. Let's get more anglers out there. Let's increase our success rates. And please keep those comments coming through to us. We'd really want to hear from you guys. You know, drop us an email, send us a WhatsApp, give us a call. We really don't mind. We just love to hear from you guys. And once again, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. Guys, that's it for this week. I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. Make sure to keep our beaches tidy, keep your fishing area tidy, and more than anything else, let's fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.